Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A letter to the university students of the United States of America. The following is Imam Khamenei's letter addressed to the American university students following their courageous defense of the Palestinian people. I am writing this letter to the young people whose awakened conscience has moved them to defend the oppressed women and children of Gaza. Dear university students in the United States of America, this message is an expression of our empathy and solidarity with you. As the page of history is turning, you are standing on the right side of it. You have now formed a branch of the resistance front and have begun an honorable struggle in the face of your government's ruthless pressure, a government which openly supports the usurper and brutal Zionist regime.
Israel is essential.
The Greater Resistance Front, which shares the same understandings and feelings that you have today, has been engaged in the same struggle for many years in a place far from you. The goal of this struggle is to put an end to the blatant oppression that the brutal Zionist terrorist network has inflicted on the Palestinian nation for many years. After seizing their country, the Zionist regime has subjected them to the harshest of pressures and tortures. The apartheid Zionist regime's genocide today is the continuation of extreme oppressive behavior, which has been going on for decades. Palestine is an independent land with a long history. It is a nation comprised of Muslims, Christians, and Jews. After the World War, the capitalist Zionist network gradually imported several thousand terrorists into this land with the help of the British government. These terrorists attacked cities and villages, murdered tens of thousands of people, and pushed out multitudes into neighboring countries. They seized their homes, businesses, and farmlands, formed a government in the usurped land of Palestine, and called it Israel.
No. Argentina? Abstention? France? Yes?
The resolution of the Dutch Committee for Palestine.
After England's initial help, the United States became the greatest supporter of this usurper regime, ceaselessly providing it with political, economic, and military support. In an act of unforgivable recklessness, the United States even opened the way and provided assistance for the regime's production of nuclear weapons. The Zionist regime used an iron fist policy against the defenseless people of Palestine from the very beginning, and has day by day intensified its brutality, terror, and repression in complete disregard of all moral, human, and religious values. The United States government and its allies refuse to even frown upon the state terrorism and ongoing oppression. And today, some remarks by the US government regarding the horrific crimes taking place in Gaza are more hypocritical than real.
Were I a Jew, I would be a Zionist. And my father pointed out to me, I did not need to be a Jew to be a Zionist. For I am.
Israel is essential.
Palestine? No. Argentina? Abstention? France? Yes?
The resolution of the Dutch Committee for Palestine was adopted by certain three votes, 13 against, in abstention.
The resistance front emerged from this dark environment of despair, and the establishment of the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran expanded and fortified it. The global Zionist elite, who owns most US and European media corporations or influences them through funding and bribery, has labeled this courageous, humane resistance movement as terrorism. Can one call a people a terrorist nation for defending themselves on their own land against the crimes of the occupying Zionists? And is helping such a nation and strengthening it an act of terrorism? The oppressive leaders of global hegemony mercilessly distort even the most basic human concepts. They portray the ruthless terrorist Israeli regime as acting in self-defense, yet they portray the Palestinian resistance, which defends its freedom, security, and the right to self-determination, as terrorists. I would like to assure you that today the circumstances are changing. A different fate awaits the important region of West Asia. The people's conscience has awakened on a global scale, and the truth is coming to light. Moreover, the resistance front has grown in strength and will become even stronger, and history is turning a page. Besides you students from dozens of American universities, there have also been uprisings in other countries among academics and the general public. The support and solidarity of your professors is a significant and consequential development. This can offer some measure of comfort in the face of your government's police brutality and the pressures it is exerting on you. I too am among those who empathize with you young people and value your perseverance. The Quran's lesson for us Muslims and all of humanity is to stand up for that which is right. So be steadfast as you have been commanded. The Quran's lesson for human relations is, do not oppress and do not be oppressed. The resistance front advances by a comprehensive understanding and the practice of these and hundreds of other such commands and will attain victory with the permission of God. My advice to you is to become familiar with the Quran. Sayyid Ali Khamenei, May 2024.